For me, it seems like all the holiday festivities are like a pre-race load-up of carbs. With all the food, gifts, and goodwill, are we preparing ourselves for the marathon ahead, better known as the next year? Is it all necessary? Of course it is. 2024 is going to be a challenging year, and we need all the help we can get. I'm Ken Boone, and this is my podcast, Much More to Say. This is my 50th and final episode of the year, setting a record for this podcast in any given year. If all goes according to plan, I'll tie that record next year and beyond. As you know, I made 3 resolutions for 2024. In the last 2 episodes, I went into detail on items 1 and 2. Today, I'll take a deep dive into item 3. But as just a reminder, here are my 3 New Year's resolutions for 2024. Item number 1, work smarter, not necessarily harder. Austrian-American consultant and educator Peter Drucker is quoted as saying, "Efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right thing." For me, that means not doing any extra work or not making any extra work for myself. Item 2, whenever possible, advocate for others. To quote Mother Teresa, "I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples." Now, I will continue to give shout-outs to those who are being overlooked. And I will add myself to that list of people whose efforts I will champion. And item number 3, which is today's topic. Don't let perfection get in the way of progress. As I've mentioned from time to time, perfectionism is not a good thing, not necessarily at least. In fact, it is a symptom of procrastination, which is one of my many character flaws. That's the flaw that haunts me the most. How can I keep my procrastination to a minimum? By keeping things simple while sticking with what I know. Certified genius Albert Einstein once said that if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. For over a half a century, I've been trying to be an expert on any topic under the sun. Now, that must have driven family and friends completely crazy, because it surely drove me nuts. And while I was busy growing my inventory of trivia, I was mastering not a single thing. After spending the better part of 3 years striving for excellence over perfection, I'm convinced that I will accomplish most things I'll attempt in 2024. That can only happen if I apply all 3 items on my list of resolutions in an effective and efficient way. There you have it. My 3 New Year's resolutions for 2024 are now stated and set in stone. Now, I'll publish my first podcast episode for 2024 on Wednesday, January 3rd, with a companion blog post on Friday, January 5th. But we're not done yet. Calendar year 2023 was an eventful one, complete with more than its fair share of triumphs and challenges. Here are just a few from my perspective. Let's start with podcast land. After 4 years, I ended my relationship with my previous podcast hosting site, over a little misunderstanding. Maybe not so little. Now, although it caused me a great deal of inconvenience, I was able to land in the right place for me. I found, relocated, remastered, and reissued 35 episodes of Celia's podcast, In Search of Peace and Healing, on a brand new hosting site. Listening to them with a fresh set of ears reminded me of how great a host Celia actually is. At the same time, I also reissued 9 of my favorite episodes of Angel Snipes' podcast that I renamed I Have Things to Say. Now, I'm still praying that she will agree to record more new episodes in 2024. And this show has found a new home. You can now find it on Spotify for podcasters, as well as all the other distributors out there that you've been getting your show from before. But the home is Spotify for podcasters, and I couldn't be happier being in this new place. Now, around the block and around the world, let's see what's going on or what happened this year. Well, the government is still open for business, although temporarily. Now, after months of insanity, we have a new Speaker of the House of Representatives who may or may not be part of the lunatic fringe. Time will tell if he will be an effective leader, or will they give him the boot just like they did the last guy, who is actually now taking his ball and going home. Wars are still raging in the Middle East and in Ukraine. Our allies in both wars are literally begging us for financial, military, and diplomatic aid. Whether we give it to them in a timely manner is anyone's guess. It all depends on our wacky legislative branch of government and what side of the bed they wake up on. Now let's go to the wide world of sports. Personally, I have nothing to cheer about. Why? Because my beloved Carolina Panthers are probably the worst team in the NFL. That's right, the worst. It's difficult to watch them play week after week. They fired the coach after only 11 games in the first year of his contract. They're starting to show flashes of decency, so I guess I can say wait until next season. Thank goodness there were a bunch of Hallmark holiday movies to keep me occupied, or I'd go crazy. In the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets aren't much better than the Panthers. But at least I can see their potential. Now, with a few tweaks here and there, I believe they could be a playoff team. But that's all I can ask for at this time. Progress over perfection. Now it's time to shake the family tree. Let you know what the Boone clan did in 2023. It's been a great year for the Philadelphia branch of the Boone Clan. My brother Mike released his 8th jazz album titled Enjoying the View. And as a bonus, he also released an online version of a live performance to his fans, friends, and family at no charge. My son Kenny, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, is on the board of his neighborhood business association. He told me that he's been flirting with the idea of entering politics. To combat the homeless crisis in his town, his organization established a warming center. C's always had a heart for others, no matter what he was going through. And I couldn't be prouder of all he's accomplished this past year. Now, as for Celia and me, we're still living a life of leisure as retirees, although we're starting to lay the groundwork to restart our music ministry. At least we're getting the itch. Things are still in the planning stages, but there's a chance we can pull it off in 2024. For the month of January, I'm going to begin executing my new content creation strategy. As I stated in item one of my resolutions, my goal is to work smarter. And that means that I will better coordinate my weekly podcast episodes with my weekly blog post and include more social media. There's no need to do double work. I got to keep telling myself that time and time again. 2024 will be another presidential election year. It's my wish that this election season will be more civilized than 2020 was, although I doubt that will be the case without some divine intervention. I'll follow the races and I'll vote, but I refuse to get sucked into the theatrics as I was during the last two cycles. It's time to turn the page to a new year. I'd like to express to you my heartfelt thanks for the support you gave me in 2023. Every time you listen, like, and support one of my episodes, you're advocating for me. You're the best, and I can't wait to do it all over again in 2024. Take care, and God bless, my friends. Today's quote is from American author and poet Carl Bard. Though no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new beginning. I'm Ken Boone. Thanks for listening and have a happy new year.
We invite you to visit our website, muchmoretosay.weebly.com. That's much more, the number two, say.weebly.com.
While you're there, be sure to check out our brand new blog where you will find audio video posts, essays, and the latest news and notes.
You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Episodes are available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Google Podcast. So like, comment, share, and join the conversation. This has been a production of the Descant MMG Podcast Network.